Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels during this Christmas season. Luke chapter 1, verses 29 through 33. That's our passage today. Mary was greatly troubled at the angel's words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." Gabriel's surprise appearance startled Mary. It's hard to visualize what it would be like to have an angel suddenly appear. The angel comforted Mary. He said, "Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God." But his next statement caused Mary amazement and even confusion. "You will conceive." You can almost picture Mary's puzzled look. She had never known a man, so having a baby was not possible. But Gabriel didn't stop to explain. He told Mary to name the baby Jesus, which is the Greek form of the Hebrew name Joshua. And in both Hebrew and Greek, the name means "the Lord saves." The Lord saves. That's exactly what Jesus was sent to do. He would accomplish great and powerful things. He would be God in the flesh, the Son of the Most High. He would rule as king, and his kingdom would be an eternal one. First, he would die on the cross to save his people from their sins. One day, Mary would stand at the foot of the cross and understand the awful price for our salvation. Father, thank you for seeing our great need, for having compassion, and for sending Jesus, our Savior. In his name we pray. Amen. If we can pray for you during this Christmas season, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. prayer@ronmoore.org.